I travel a lot, and I have a tendency on the air to talk about how, and it's not, listen, if you're a TSA guy, I feel bad for you. I know they pay you, I don't know, 25 bucks an hour or something like that. It must be incredibly boring. People already hate you. And the reason they don't like you is because they are stressed. First of all, you take people out of their normal routine, which is going to work, coming home, going watching television or something, going back into work. That's your normal routine. What you do on the weekend, part of your normal routine. Now, all of a sudden, travel. Your anxiety level goes up. You include in that that you're traveling somewhere. Things are new and different to you. And then you add in there that the plane is leaving in 2 hours. Or the plane is leaving in an hour and a half. You rush to get there because you came through traffic and traffic wasn't good. And now all of a sudden, the first human being that you're coming in contact with that is going to make your life even more difficult, as you see, is the TSA agent in the blue shirt. And you are every prejudice that you have against big government and the whole canard of airport safety, all of that comes to fruition, and you're standing there staring at this guy who's treating you like cattle because that's how they can treat you because there's no other place you can possibly go. It was so bad that I decided I would go and get that clear thing. So I pay, I don't know, 100, 200 bucks a year. I don't know what I pay. I put my two fingers on there, takes a picture of my eye, says yes. Then some nice person walks me over to the line, and I go right on by that first TSA person. Then you got to get in line with everybody else, take your shoes off, all the rest of the nonsense that they make you do. I get into the back splatter machine, which I refer to, and I tell my kids, guys, hey, who wants some cancer provided to you for free by the government? Now, of course, I have no facts to back that up, but it makes me feel good as I step in, put my feet on the two yellow outlines of the shoes, and I hold my hand above my head. I put my two middle fingers together, and then I say three times, just like Dorothy in Wizard of Oz, blank the government, blank the government, blank the government. Then I step out. Now,
this is out loud or in your head?
Out loud.
Got it.
Which also I can hear it in my head, too, because my ears are connected to my head. Why shouldn't I say it out loud?
No, I was just curious.
It's not loud.
Yeah.
It's about like quietly. This level. Buck the government. Just
okay,
like that.
Okay.
All right. I've said this a couple times on the air that I do this. Well, let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the last five times that I have traveled through SeaTac, I step out after I do my little thing, and the guy goes, hold on a second. And then I look to the left of me, there's that monitor, and it shows like this cartoon outline of me. And what do you know? They have to do a genital check on me five times. Let me tell you something. I'm Irish. The Irish are not known for necessarily needing a lot of genital checks, if you know what I mean. They're not going to be in a circus or a freak show or something, right? The Irish. Andrew, you with me?
I think so.
All right, fine. So I get stopped five times. I think there's some guy back there that knows that I do this, has either heard the thing or seen me do the flip off, and he presses the button, and then on the left side of the screen, it looks like I'm carrying a toaster oven in my shorts. I mean, the amount of metal in boxes and red box and a yellow box and a blue box, all these boxes of what apparently metal or something are right there where all of my private parts are. And then the guys go, I have to do a general check on you or whatever he calls it. Do you want to do it privately? I said, do you want to do it privately? That's about as long as the silence lasts. And then he goes, no, I'm asking you if you want to. And I said, I don't care. Do it right here. Have at it. Five times. So the question is, Jacob, you looked it up. Is the guy who's in the other room, can he see it's me going in?
He shouldn't. He shouldn't be able to. So basically, he gets a readout of an image that is not your actual form, but a cartoon image.
Right.
And I don't believe that he actually, he has a two-way radio, so if he sees someone, he can be like, okay, grab that guy, the person I just got, there's something up with him.
Okay, but while I'm waiting in line, it is possible that somebody who's pressing the button, like, why why the last five times? And I'm not changing my pants. I'm not coming in dressed in a, like in an armor, a suit of armor.
You didn't
or something.
Get a new belt?
No, and other than I take the belt off, and I haven't done anything. It's not like I'm eating more magnesium or something. If things are gathering around down there, I'm showering regularly, and I'm not wrapping myself in aluminum foil like I used to. So here's the question. Five times in a row, exact same spot, there must be somebody who's onto this, and this is their way of getting back at me. Is it possible, according to the great internet?
It seems highly unlikely to me, based on my understanding of how the system works, and that the people wouldn't, I don't think, would be able to recognize you. It would have to be a pretty broad conspiracy for them to go after you, John. I can't imagine that's what's happening.
I don't. Well, let's see. I'm traveling again. Ryan and I are going to Birmingham, Alabama. By the way, I'm going to need off on next Friday.
Okay.
We'll see if it happens again.